Om Shanti. 11th of May 2018. Today's blessing is: may you be a destroyer of attachment, Nishto Maha, an embodiment of remembrance, Smriti Swarup, and remain constant and stable by making the Father belonging to you in all relationship. In order to become a destroyer of attachment, Nishto Maha, and an embodiment of remembrance, Smriti Swarup, make the Father belong to you in all relationship. Let your intellect not be attached to anyone in a bodily relationship. If there is attachment to anyone, your intellect will wander. You will sit to remember the Father and your remembrance will go to the one to whom you are attached. Some have attachment to money, some to their jewelries, some to their relations. Wherever there is attachment, your intellect will go there. When your intellect is pulled again and again, you cannot remain constant and stable. So Baba is saying, destroy all the attachments. Baba is saying, to become embodiment of remembrance. Let your intellect not get attached to anyone in bodily relationship. If there is attachment, what will happen? If somebody is attached to somebody, what will happen? One is attached, A is attached to B, what happens? A is attached to B, what happens? Intellect? Intellect is pulled, then what else? When A is attached to B, what happens? You can't correct him, okay? They reduce their original personality. Very deep point. And when one is attached to somebody, you're always thinking of that person. You have a lot of expectations from that person. And even if that person doesn't fulfill your expectation, you feel sorrowful. You have extra expectations from that person. And you want that person to fulfill all your desires. If a message is sent and that message is not replied, there is sorrow. Because there is a lot of expectation. If a mail is sent and mail is not replied, there is sorrow. Frustration. So, when there is attachment, there would be lot of fear, lot of insecurity, lot of possessiveness. You can't see that C is getting attached to B. When A is already attached to B, C has no right to get attached or love B, because then there would be jealousy here, because there would be fire here. So subtle vices will enter. When A is attached to B, what will happen? What else? Expectations, fear, insecurity, possessiveness. Dependency. You are automatically dependent on that person. Yeah. To the extent that he can become your sole support in times of suffering and sorrow. Then? Yeah. You are somehow bonded. Huh? Bondage for each other. Then? They both cannot fly. They both cannot fly. If both are attached to each other, cannot fly. There was some beautiful picture sent by somebody. A man is there wearing shirt and pant and he is flying above the he is standing here on the building and he is about to fly, but one of the feet is tied with a brick and there is a chain. Now how will he fly? He is standing here and he is up here, but his foot is tied with a chain and there is a brick kept. He cannot. It's like that here also. So this itself becomes a bondage, a dependency. Then what else? When A is attached to B and B is attached to A, what happens between them? Emotional attachment. Yeah. They miss each other. They will miss each other a lot. There will be restlessness when one person is not there. If there is a seva, that A wants B to be there, they can do seva together. They can do yoga also together, they say. When the other person is sitting and I am sitting, then I am good at yoga with Shiva Baba. Pavitra Prem, pure love. Then what else? Yeah? That's a sort of slavery. Yeah, bondage, slavery, cage, chains, dependency. Then what else? Their specialities are? Are lost. Mm-hmm. Specialities are lost. Then what else?
Irritation.
They will become very much angry with each other. They will love each other too much, but they will become angry also with each other. They will scratch each other. They will hug also, but they will scratch also. Like the cat. They will scratch their heart. Yeah, it's like Tom and Jerry. Yeah, of course. They will love each other. They will play together. But when it comes to quarrel, then they will not spare each other. They can become the greatest of the bitter enemies. Such a thing. Because who is the greatest enemy? It's not the somebody who is distant somewhere far away. But the one who are the best friend. He only turns into the greatest of the enemies. Okay. So then what else happens when A is attached to B?
They keep running each other down.
They keep running each other down. Okay. They want to change each other, but they can't. If they commit some mistake, and if A realizes that B has committed a mistake, he may try to overlook it. And because of that, B will never overcome that weakness, that failing, that imperfection. Because nobody is there to correct him. Because A is accepting it all the time. A is not assuming a very fierce form in front of him. He is very mild, loving and considerate. Even if B is going against Srimati, and even if B is violating all the rules and regulations of Brahmin life. One more danger is, suppose A and B both are Jnanis, and if suppose A is Jnani and B is not, this is a further danger. A is in Jnana and B is not in Jnana, and yet there is a deep attachment, in spite of knowing everything. Probably they are working together in office. Probably they are working together somewhere, and because of this attachment has developed, and B is not ready to come in Gyan, and A also knows that B is not going to come, and B doesn't like Gyan, but the attachment is so deep that A cannot let go of B.
He is not ready to come.
Because this is a love affair. Love is not so, you cannot get rid of love so easily. Even if first person knows that other person is having so many imperfections, but still the emotional bond is very strong. And because of that, A has a goal. A is in knowledge. A wants to fly. B has no knowledge. B has no idea of flying anywhere. But still, both are bound. This is a very complicated, intricate situation. But we have seen such situations also in the world. In this family also. People say, they call up and they ask, we work together in office. She is not in Gyan. I am in Gyan, but we are attached. What to do? Person is staying in center. But attached. How to get rid? Very difficult situation. But it is there. Because feelings, emotions, they don't listen to logic. They don't listen to logic. Feelings and emotions, bhav and bhavna are such that once you are flooded with them, all the logic and all the reasoning and all the Srimat and everything is just washed off. Such an impetuous force in all these feelings and emotions. They are very strong. So many things happen when A is attached to B and B is attached to A. Right from deeper love to the sensual attachment, to lust. Anything can happen. There is a huge plethora of things can happen. They can go from one pole to another. Intense love to intense hatred. Sometimes dangling in between, in limbo. So they can go anywhere. They keep on fluctuating from here to here. So Baba is saying, in order to become destroyer of attachment and embodiment of remembrance, what you have to do is make the Father belong to you in all relationships. All relationships. We had made this list of 108 different relationships with Baba. 108 different relationships. You can take any one of them and work on them. Anyone, for example, one of them is ship's captain. Baba is my ship's captain. I am sitting in the ship. The Titanic has started. And he is the captain. It cannot get drowned. No, it cannot be capsized. He is my ship's soul's mechanic. He has come. All my parts were here and there. He is coming and he is repairing each one of them. He is spiritual counselor. He is financial consultant. I don't know how to manage money. Let me go to him. He is my CA.
Business magnet.
So you can have any relation. He is the troubleshooter. Some problem in the computer of mind. Let him go to him. Something is corrupting. Let me go. He is my ophthalmologist. My eyes are deceiving me on and off. Let him come and operate. Some matured cataract is sitting there, or glaucoma. Pressure is high. He will give some medications to reduce the pressure. Pressure of lust. He is my maid. He is magician. He is my master. He is my mother. He is my psychologist. Gone to 100 psychologists, none is helping. He is my psychotherapist, he is my psychiatrist, he is my physician, he is my purifier, he is my philosopher's stone, he is the pilot of my plane. He is my philosopher, he is my remover of sorrow and giver of happiness, he is my referee, he is my redeemer, he is my radiologist. He will show. See, this is the x-ray of your heart. Lot of fractures, emotional fractures. This is the x-ray of your brain. A lot of disturbances. He will tell everything. Functional MRI. Everything. He is the script writer. He is the sculptor. He is the speech therapist. He will teach me how to speak. I stutter. I don't speak nicely. So he will teach me. He is the supreme auditor. See, you know, any relationship you can give. He is the kingmaker. He is the laundryman. He has come to wash this dirty linen. He is the lifeguard. I was just about to get drowned. He has come as a lifeguard and saved me. He is the listener. The great listener. He is the only one actually who listens. Rest of the people, they don't listen. They just hear. For the sake of hearing. Because otherwise you will feel angry. There was a psychiatrist. So, he was an old man. About 60 years. Practicing psychiatry from last 30 years. So once a new student came to a PG student who was doing his post-graduation, and he asked him, you sit with patient for one hour and you keep on listening to all their complaints, because psychiatry means it's not like fever and cough and you give medicines and they go away. No, you have to sit with them for a long time. So he asked, are you not driven nuts because of their all listening to their jargon? So the psychiatrist says, I sit with them for 1 hour, but who listens? They keep on telling, I don't listen. So, he is the only one who listens. Rest of the people, they just hear you. They hardly remember. You just narrate your life story to somebody, okay? And meet him after 2 years. And you start your story. I told you last time. So, he will say, what? I don't remember anything what you told about yourself. Who is interested in you? We think that people are interested in us. But nobody has time. Everybody is drowned in one sorrow and suffering. Everybody's personal sorrow is so high. So who has a time to listen to all your sorrows and suffering and your Ram Kahani? Nobody has time.
They talk, but they don't say anything.
Yeah. So he is your friend. He is your fortune teller. He is the fire extinguisher. There is a fire in the heart. He is the fire. He is the boatman. He is the bridegroom. He is the blacksmith. He is the bargainer. He is the child. He is the charioteer. He is the cardiologist. Heart is getting, you know, lot, multiple heart attacks. There are people who give heart attacks every now and then. He is a choreographer. He is a caretaker. He is the editor, chief editor of World Times. And you are the journalist. He is the chief administration. Learn the art of administration from him. How he takes care of this whole yagya. He is a diabetologist. Sugars. Divine storyteller. He is the decorator. He is the driver. He is everything. He is the ENT specialist. He will teach you. He will remove all the dirt if there is in your ear. He will correct your throat. He is architect. He is alchemist. So you know, so many relationships. He is a gardener, he is guide, he is goldsmith, he is husband, he is healer, he is herbalist, he is historian, he is hostel warden, he is head of Brahmin family, he is heaven maker, he is inspirer, he is intensive care specialist, he is infectious disease specialist, he is instructor, he is guide, he is dharmaraj, he is jeweler, he is keeper of record, he is king maker, he is yogacharya, yoga fellow, he is Xmas. Santa Claus, his watchman, his valentine, his uplifter, his thought reader, transplant surgeon, zeal booster. So you know, we had made all this 108 different relationships with him. Any relationships, whatever professions are there in this world, he is that. He is everything then. Making you everything. You are my everything. Everything, everything comes. But it's good to have any, or you can have some abstract relationships, like he is the canopy. Wherever I am going, his canopy is upon me. He is the umbrella. These are some abstract things, not relationships, but you can imagine, you can think, you can have something that will keep you with, associated with him. So Baba is saying, let your intellect not get attached to anyone in a bodily relationships. So what happens? If there is attachment, your intellect will wander. You will sit to remember the father, and you will remembrance will go to the one you are attached to. A will sit to remember Shiva Baba, but intellect will go to B. B will sit to remember Shiva Baba, but the intellect will go to A. Even if in between there is a huge distance, but the greater the distance, the more they remember each other. Yes, so this thing will happen. Just sit down one day and write down remembrance of human beings and remembrance of God. What is the difference? Attachment to God and attachment to human beings. What happens? Rather than just judging, rather than just coming to conclusion straightforward, sit and find out any one of your relationship with any one human soul. Okay? And in that human soul, that relationship in last 5 years, what is the course? Is it the straight line, or there are like this ups and downs, crescendo, decrescendo, ups and downs? You will never find that in any human relationships it is straight line. It is always ups and downs. Sometimes happiness, sometimes pleasure, sometimes displeasure, sometimes dissatisfaction, sometimes satisfaction. Something or other happens. Even though you might not be doing that, but something or other keeps on happening. This is the only relationship with God where it is acrous, constant and stable. While rest of the relationships, there are a lot of vicissitudes, fluctuations. So Baba is saying, some have attachment to money, some to their jewelry, some to their relations. In the Sakar Murli also today said, Baba said, must. Some are must. In must means like lost or intoxicated with wealth. Some are must in their position, in their degrees. This is the situation of the world. They are lost in something or other. Here also in Vardhan also Baba is saying, wherever there is attachment, your intellect will go there. Slightest attachment will pull the intellect. And the most powerful man in the world is the one who stands alone. It's a very powerful statement. The most powerful man in the world is the one who stands alone. Nobody is there with him to follow him. Nobody is saying that I am with you. He stands alone. It's a flight of the alone to the alone. Yeah. When your intellect is pulled again and again, you cannot remain constant or stable. Just imagine a mother who is so much attached to her child, and child is sick, ill, and you ask her to sit down in yoga. Can she? Impossible. Just imagine a wife who is attached so much to her husband, and she hears that her husband is not sick well. Will she be able to do yoga? She can do yoga, but her yoga would be a prayer. please cure him, please cure him, Shiva Baba, please do something for you, I am doing yoga for you, I am in your gyan for so many years, I did this many service, now you take care of my husband. He wants to repay. Now she is taking the accounts. I have done so many things for you, now you do this for me. You know, there is a barter system, give and take. I did this for you, now you have to do this for me. My husband is sick, please take care of him. My child is not faring well in exams, please help him in his exams. There was a mother who was here, then she said me, her son has failed 3 times. Please teach me some yoga experiment so that he passes. She was asking this. Another mother was there, she said that her her daughter, she failed in interview thrice. So please teach her some yoga experiment, which I will do, not she. I will do for her so that she passes in her interview. So these are the things we exploit spirituality. This is not religion actually. This is not to be done here. This is all our selfish means and goals and ends. This is a sort of bhakti mark. Bhakti mark, whenever you see any sadhu santa, you just catch hold of him. You just run him and just, you pester him, you just tell him, do this for me. You know, the real sadhus and saints, they just run away from all this mob. They don't like. You know, during the times of Ramakrishna Paramahansa, many people used to come to him. He used to just sit and listen. Somebody saying, my wife is doing this. Somebody saying, okay, I want wealth, okay, go. Somebody saying, I have lost my job, please give some prasad, take the prasad, go. These are the mob. You know, he used to say, I'm not interested in these people. They are worldly problems. These are worldly problems. There is hardly anybody who comes and asks about God. This is worldly things, even though similar with that Sai Baba. He is sitting and people are coming and asking all worldly nonsense. Worldly things. I am sick, I am having backache, I am having this, I am having that, I am having this. Yeah? Fever. Please give something, please teach some yoga experiment. You know, in one of the very comical thing, but I will tell this, and I had shared it before also. I had gone to one center once, and Bhatti had finished, and I was distributing toli. There was a red light, Baba's song playing on, and mothers and brothers are coming on the stage, and I'm giving toli. So whilst I was giving toli, all of a sudden one mother who was there, she just came near me, and in my ear, she started whispering. I said, what she is saying? And she said, I have lot of backache, please give some medication. You know, this was a toli which is being distributed, red light is there and Baba's song is getting played, and she is getting, took the toli and just approached here. No, she wanted spot treatment. So she said, I'm back and please give some medication. So see, this is not spirituality. Don't use the spiritual things for your material needs and greed. This is not a avenue, a means to satisfy those material things. It is not that, now I have become spiritual, now teach me some experiment. This is different, yoga experiment is a different thing. That you do on yourself. My child is sick and my child is not getting job and my husband is bankrupt. This is not spirituality, means you are not understood. What is spirituality? Spirituality means you don't ask such questions. Such questions should go away, they should just disappear. Accept everything, whatever is God. Better is the condition of those devotees. They say everything is Ram ki Ichha, everything is because of Ram. They accept all the sorrows and suffering as a gift from him. And this is the dangerous situation is of these Brahmins. Because they want to utilize Shiva Baba and spirituality for their selfish material interest. This is not that. Don't milk spirituality for such reasons. Okay, Om Shanti.